Neither of them spoke as they slipped out of the workshop and began to wind their way back up toward the sky bridge. "What's wrong?" Luke whispered as he guided Glass around a corner and up another flight of stairs, narrower and darker than anything on Phoenix. "Nothing." In the past, Luke would have reached over, taken her chin in his hand, and looked her in the eye until she giggled. "You're a terrible liar, Rapunzel," he'd say, a reference to the fairy tale about the girl whose hair grew a foot anytime she fibbed. But this time, Glass's lie evaporated into the air. "So how have you been?" she asked finally, when she couldn't bear the weight of the silence any longer. Luke glanced over his shoulder and raised an eyebrow. "Oh, you know, apart from being dumped by the girl I loved and then having my best friend executed for a bullshit infraction, I'd say not too bad." Glass cringed as his words landed in her chest. She'd never heard that kind of bitterness in Luke's voice before. "But at least I had Camille." Glass nodded, but as she stole a glance at Luke's familiar profile, shards of indignation gathered, sharp and dangerous, in her mind. What did he think she had done to be confined? Why wasn't he more curious or surprised? Did he think she was such a terrible person that she would have committed an infraction? Luke stopped abruptly, causing Glass to stumble into him. "Sorry," she muttered, scrambling to regain her balance. "Does your mother know what happened?" Luke asked, turning to face her. "No," Glass said. "I mean, she knew I was confined, but she can't have known about the Earth mission. The Chancellor had made it clear that the operation was top secret. Their parents wouldn't be informed until it was certain their children had survived the journey, or until the Council was sure they'd never return."
"It's good that you're going to see her."
Glass said nothing. She knew he was thinking of his own mother, who'd died when he was only 12, which was why he'd ended up living with his then 18-year-old neighbor, Carter. "Yeah," Glass said in a shaky voice. She'd been desperate to see her mother, but even without the bracelet, it wouldn't take the guards long to find her. What was more important? Saying goodbye? Or sparing her mother the pain of seeing her daughter being dragged away towards certain death? "We should keep going,"